listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I've been out walking. I had to wait till I was done to get on this. Lance, you are by far the worst of the three. Because this morning is living proof. There is no longer a doubt. Dell, I thought you were the man. Lance, you take the cake. That's the worst.
I'm not the worst.
Yeah.
What changed your mind, Neil?
Oh, no. It's a fact now, brother.
What did he do?
What did he do?
You said you're on a walk. When did it come to your mind that I was the worst? What happened?
Oh, brisket thing about it being the greatest. When we've seen the Cash Ass brisket one before.
He's all brisket thing. Neil, eat it.
Good morning, my friend.
There you go. That's another guy getting dabbed on. Sometimes you got to dunk on dumb callers.
I was walking, and then I found out that you were the worst because of...
He didn't even have anything.
My name's Neil. I'm on a walk. I was walking. I've been waiting to call for a long time.
Oh, is that me?
That's you. That's a lie.
I've been waiting for my whole walk, and then now I finally heard you told me to suck the hole. You're the worst.
I don't remember saying that.
This is not me.
If you heard everything, you would know.
He tried to lose us the license that morning.
I didn't say that. That's a deep fake.
That's a deep fake. Do you think Dell edited all those words together? No.
Yeah, Michael Carroll.
You think I have the energy to cut up letters?
No,
and put
he ain't trying. Dell ain't trying that hard.
No, you said all that.
You wouldn't
do that. I don't recall that.
Yeah. No.
Eat an A.
If you have a real thing, that's fine. But if you're just like, I was walking and then the brisket, you said your brisket was good and fell in a hole because I'm too dumb to walk.
Oh, ouch.
I mean, I can't help that. I can't help dummies.
Jackie.
I'm not on the dummy trail. I'm not Captain Save a Dummy.
See, Jackie, he did not use the word gobblers. What you said?
No, he didn't say gobblers.
Traveling
he said,
group of
swallowers.
No,
is what
he said swallowers. Yeah. Wasn't anything to do with gobblers or dumpsters. Nothing. None of that. Okay,
It happens.
It does happen. So the NBA. Holy crap, dude! The Nets have lost four straight now. James Harden says James Harden is out there saying, "Yeah, I think I'm going to be back for the play." What? James, are you?
James is kind of liking this whole, man, this is what you do, Kyrie, where you don't have to play at all.
You just sit around?
Kyrie said, isn't it great? Your check still comes in. You can tell people you're taking a mental day or a health day, or you want to check on, you know, the homeowners association could have a meeting on Zoom that you can go to.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't play and get your check. It's great, James. What have you been doing all these years playing 81 games and trying to get in 38 minutes a game? Why are you trying so hard, James? And James is like, this is kind of dope. I don't have to do... So you get paid money without doing anything.
Yeah.
And Kyrie's like, yeah, you don't even have to win and you get paid. James can't believe this.
No.
James is like, I think I'll be back in the playoffs.
Well, I mean, it was proven that the Celtics were better without Kyrie. Now, the Nets are not. They've lost four straight without James.
Yeah.
They need James back. They played an interesting game on the show before ours that I thought was pretty good. I'll give you $20. How are you betting on these playoffs?
Okay.
What teams? You can put it all on one team. You can put as much as you want on any team and use up your $20.
I just can't believe that basketball gods are going to let Daryl Morey win a title. I just can't believe it. I know they're number one in the East.
They're number one in the West.
Like, the Suns do not feel like a championship team. The basketball gods can't let Chris
Utah's
Paul win.
Utah's back on top in the West now.
Oh, did they take back
they
over?
Took back,
Who's,
they took back.
The basketball gods definitely aren't going to let Utah
well,
win.
I don't know. I mean, that's funny because that's a basketball team.
No, and it's always been. Dennis Lindsay did an amazing job of building a good total unit around a good young star. And I would argue that that's the way you can be. You don't have to build a mega team. You can build around the Jazz model, and frankly, I'd say to a lesser extent, well, no, maybe not Phoenix, but the Jazz model is the model where you say, hey, wait a minute. Anybody can build like this. You get a rim protector. You get a young star. You get some shooters around them. Like, you don't have to be a special. No one's free agents aren't palling up and going to Salt Lake City.
No,
that's never going to happen.
Never.
You can actually build this. This is actually a thing. So, but do can
well,
you
see? Well, you got a hit on a Donovan.
Can
Mitchell.
The basketball gods let yeah. Utah win a title? No. Chris Paul win a title? No. Daryl Morey win a title? No. I can't see it. Like, are one of those three that you would never see winning a title going to be allowed to win a title?
So
this
where
year?
Are you putting your money? $20. Where are you putting it? How are you allocating it?
And the Bucks can't win it. You know where I'm putting it? Nets.
Yeah.
I'm still putting it in Nets.
I'm still putting on Nets.
Because James will be back. You still have Slim Reaper. And then Kyrie maybe will be out.
I mean, are you putting Kyrie any of it? Are you off. Putting any of it on the Lakers?
No.
None. Zero.
None. In case you missed it, Anthony Davis got hurt again.
Yeah.
Because that's what he does.
Well, he'll be back. That didn't look like it was going to keep him out for a course.
They have no juice right now. They don't have a cohesive bench like they thought. I thought they were going to have a murderous bench. I thought they were going to have a murderous team. And right now, they just don't seem like they're even into this. They're just waiting for the playoffs. But I just don't know that they can.
Honestly, it is LeBron. Before the season, I would have put everything on the Lakers.
Yeah, but is LeBron, exactly. Is LeBron, do you think, going to be healthy? Or
yeah.
is this... This is a long time for him to be out.
But here's the deal: is they're tied for the playoff for the play-in,
and they go to Portland tonight,
and they have been playing like crap. They're 3-7 in their last 10, dropped to number 6 in the West,
tied in record with Portland,
and no AD and no LeBron tonight.
Well, AD allegedly believes he'll play. He left the game with back spasms, but he says he's going to play. Who knows? They may say, you know what? No, you're not going to play. That game is tonight. I don't know if Portland wins tonight, they go up by game. I'm not sure how the season series plays out in terms of tiebreakers.
Well, they're up a game, so.
No, I mean, who yeah. holds this? Who like if they finish tied?
Yeah.
Does the Lakers win the season series? Is it Portland? So, this is a big deal. The Lakers are a team that probably feels like, no matter what, we'll be okay. But we've already heard LeBron's objection to the play-in now that there's a chance he wants
to
be in it.
You got to play one extra game, LeBron.
If you're playing Steph goes for 50.
Yeah, you don't like when Steph can put a 46 on you and maybe end your season.
Well, he wouldn't end it. They would play the next game. But, yeah, you don't want to add extra games. And if Steph goes for 50 and he makes it, now you're playing as the 8th seed? If you have to go beat the next team?
Well, you're going to beat but you know what? The 8th seed. Would you rather be the 8th seed and play the Jazz or the 6th seed and play the Clippers in the first round?
Oh, my God. That's tough.
The Clippers are better.
I'd rather play to the Jazz. Would you rather be the 7th seed and play the Suns or the 5th seed and play the Nuggets?
I just don't think you want to stack.
Ooh,
well,
tough.
They're going to be in a bad position.
Too.
You don't want to stack
no
great teams over and over again and not have home court advantage in any of them.
It's really hard.
They're not having
it.
Home court advantage.
That's
period.
What I'm saying. Yeah. You don't want to be lower, so you play the best team you possibly could, then the next best team you possibly could, and never have home court advantage. They're in a bad position. Now, they're the Lakers, so and LeBron is there, but it'll be rough.
So they can end up anywhere between 5 and 7. And right now, the Clips, and we'll see if the Clips end up in 3 or 4 because the Nuggets are just a half a game behind them. But now in that first series, you don't want the Clippers in the first series.
The dream matchup for NBA fans is LA versus LA because it means so much. Like if the Clippers get bounced by this Laker team, you might as well just forget about it. Does Kawhi come back? Do they trade Paul George in the offseason? There are a lot of storylines.
Yeah, if the Clippers get bounced, that thing is over.
Yeah, the Clippers
After
don't
two
want
years,
to see the Lakers
over.
In the first
yeah.
round.
Yep. I just feel like, yeah, you want to play Utah, but you know what? Utah has been really good all year.
You want to have to win maybe multiple games in Utah to win a series that early? I don't think you do.
I don't know. Let's get Jay in here. He wants to talk about the play-in. Hey, Jay.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, at some point, we got to move past Lance's savory, leathery-like slab of beef jerky and start harassing him for something
guy.
Else. Hey, on the play-in side, I think one thing that I never thought I would see happen is something to avoid the load management scenarios. So the guys came into this season whining about the compressed schedule. And if you look at what it's done, it's made the load management concept, i.e. the Lakers, a big problem, because now, to your point, they're in a tough position and where they're going to line up if they have to even make it to that play-in game. And going back to your bet, I think there's an outside shot that Utah does have it. I mean, the ghost of Matt Harpering is definitely lingering out there and probably going to be a veil black cloud over that series. But, man, Utah's playing some good ball. All their positions are covered up, so I'm putting my money on the Jazz and or the Clippers. Come on, guys.
All your money on the Jazz is one of the worst things that you could possibly say.
They're really good, though.
No, they're good, but you don't buy into them winning at all. You throwing your money on them?
I would put some of my 20 on them.
Okay,
maybe $3 or $4.
Yeah, the Jazz. The problem with them is their second best player could possibly get played out of a series just because of matchups. Like Rudy, yeah. We've seen the Rudy Gobert deal in the playoffs, and that's a problem.
That's a good point.
As good as he is as a defensive player around the rim, we see guards with that pick and roll isolate him and destroy him. That's my biggest issue. Will he get played off of a playoff series because he just can't handle the switches? And to answer something I posed before, the Lakers-Portland game tonight determines who wins that season series. They're split 1-1. So if Portland wins and they're a game up on the Lakers –
That's two games.
Yeah. It goes either way, so it's big tonight.
It's two games, whoever wins. I want to get Matt in here. Yeah, let's get Matt in here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Matt?
Hey, guys. So have Dale or John ever stolen a hamburger from an innocent little girl?
No.
No.
Hashtag Parch Brisket.
I do. Hey, leave your burger out, and you'll get burgled.
Oh.
So you're the hamburger. So you're admitting that you're the Hamburglar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I'm leaning into it.
Okay, fine.
I'll lean into it.
So stop denying what you did.
Leave
from
the
now
burger
on.
Out.
So,
yeah. Leave the burger out, and it's gone.
That's not a
she
great
didn't leave it out. She was in her hand, and you took it out of her hand.
She was in the bathroom.
She was making it. No, she wasn't. Stuff on
give me that.
She wasn't even in the bathroom.
This is what I did to her. She's like that, and I went, give me that. I swear to God, you're an intern. Stop.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to have food.
Interns eat. After
you're not allowed to leaned into it for a while. No, you caught me at my maddest on the radio. Now I'm like, it's too bad. You lost, Neil. You and your whole a band of merry hog swallowers or whatever.
Hog swallowers?
I don't know what I'm
Did
saying.
You just heard him call
I knew mom. Immediately no, when I said hog swallowers. Like, it didn't come out. That's I know what that sounds
merry
like. I was trying to
band
say
of hog swallowers.
I didn't mean to say it
you
like
didn't?
That when I said oh. No, I swear I did. I mean, it was a win for me to say hog swallowers. That's a huge W for me to make that up on the spot, but I didn't mean to. It was an accidental victory for me.
I never quite heard it quite put that way, but
yeah.
A merry band of hog swallowers.
Yeah, okay. I know what it sounds like. I didn't have the intention.
Okay.
But like I said, a win is a win. We'll take it, I guess. You know, we'll take the win. And once again, the interns are supposed to eat second. And Tatiana was making her plate first before anyone else.
That's a true story.
That's
unacceptable intern behavior.
Am I wrong?
No. No, it's
or
like Almost Famous,
sales
where the girls are eating and the band hasn't eaten yet.
Yeah,
remember that?
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, remember when somebody brought barbecue one time when we were at 6:10 and the entire sales staff ate it? We got out of the break like, what the?
Yeah,
they literally brought it to be on the air with us,
and you guys ate it all.
And all the sales staff were like, well, I don't know that pick. Yeah. Well, you have Mike Schneider, you have barbecue sauce literally on your shirt. I just throw in a random name in there. Ron Burgess, why do you have a rib on your shirt? There is a rib bone.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P. to Ronnie.
814 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. If you want to get, you got any thoughts on the NBA, you're more than welcome to get in here and hang with us here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Okay, welcome back. 816 ESPN 97.5. Seems like there's a... I don't know why. Jackie says this, and he's dead on. Not going to comment on LZ's brisket. Dale's going to keep putting callers through to poke that bear. I don't want to catch shrapnel when he goes off.
No, I don't mind. I know I'm not. My food's good. For real, just so you don't think. I was pissed once. It actually doesn't. No, I make good food, so I don't care.
No.
No, I mean, y'all can call. Look, stop here, talking. Load up the whole. I want to do one full hour of it, and y'all see if you can get me mad. Let's do radio where one full hour of you guys trying to get me mad. 713-780.
Not all of these calls are against you.
37. Yeah, I don't care.
No, they're
I legitimately know that my food is good, so I don't care.
These people are maybe on your side.
So you
But I don't. I mean, either way, y'all want to do it.
I mean, you know the listeners.
I deal with literally angry states.
You believe you evolved since. Because the audio I played was from last
I believe I've
April,
yes, I believe I've evolved.
April 6th of this year. So you've evolved since
I think
then.
Since another draft has passed.
That was from April 6th? A month ago?
Yeah, it was a month ago. Oh, it's not like... Not
Mary
like
Band of Hogswallers?
Yeah, it was a month ago. It's not like I pulled this from a year ago.
Like, yeah, but we've had another draft this past where I've had to fight people for giving them a draft pick.
I think he might be... He's going on vacation Monday, right?
I mean, y'all can try. Yeah, I'm off.
He's already checked out.
But no, give it a shot, man. Listen, load it up. I don't want to have to do a show. So 713-780-3776.
You can already feel it bubbling right now.
Listen, if you can make these calls last until 10 o'clock, I'll buy you all a beer. That's fair. I have St. Arnold, like, load up for you.
He's bubbling.
Is that fair?
There's a tip.
But you have to keep the calls coming so I don't have to
There's
call.
Some percolate. It's percolating right now.
Yes, it is.
It ain't percolating.
Yeah, it's percolating in anticipation. Yes,
you
it is.
You think it percolates.
Oh, I'll buy you all beers.
It's not
percolating. Yeah, it's a little.
It's going a little bit. A little bit. Let's get Ryan in here. I think he wants to talk about something nice that Lance has done. What do you say, Ryan?
Dab.
What's going on, buddy? What's up, Johnny G? Hey, I just wanted to know if you two have ever... pooped in your roommate's shoe. I don't think y'all have. I think Lance is the only one.
So, yeah.
You know. Not in He's it. The on
no, in his on popcorn. It. And his shoe. Yeah.
Is in Lonnie's popcorn.
Popcorn.
Bro, what are you doing? Oh. This is sick. Ugh. Yeah, it's sick. Like,
no,
good.
I've never done that. Yes, I've never
pooped.
You peed
on the floor.
I peed on a floor. I've never pooped in someone's shoe.
You peed on a floor where there's humans.
Yeah. Yeah,
multiple humans.
Yes, that's everybody was doing it.
You don't get a free pass.
Everybody
pal.
Was doing it.
No, you don't get a free pass.
Oh, you don't know. The whole floor
literally
was
the whole floor. So people
urine.
Just peed all over
yes,
a floor.
Yes, yes. It was
that. Honestly, yes. That's the worst thing. So you were
no,
didn't,
no, no, no. Pooping no, in
no,
someone's
did you
popcorn.
Have 12 shots? Did you have? No, I'm sorry. Did you have
no,
24
I had about,
shots?
I had about 40 beers.
Did you
and
have
I had
24
to go,
shots?
And the line was out the
did
door.
Did you have 24 shots?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
In 3 hours, then.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. What I thought. That's what I thought.
Let's go, Marcus.
So, and by the way, if you're gonna do that. Don't go so fast. Slow it down. We still got 6 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you have a fast call. Eat up. I legitimately want to see if they can take up a whole hour. I'm going to use the bathroom real quick. Go ahead, guys. Tear into me.
Go ahead, Marcus. Marcus, how are you?
Well, I'm actually not going to tear into you, Lance. Have we all forgotten, despite the draft talk, all the tireless work, Lance is the only one that thinks about the kids.
That
We're
is
talking
true.
About eyelids for kids.
That's right. That is true.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
he's
you just dabbed.
Up a noble cause.
Yeah.
For the kids in the foreskin.
End up.
Yeah.
That's
Indeed.
Why Lance is the best, guys.
Yeah, he's only the only one committing a federal offense. Yeah, he's the only one
no,
here.
No, eyelids for
yeah.
kids.
Eyelids for, yeah, for he's kids. The only one here actually committing a federal offense.
Eyelid repair, eyelid replace.
Yeah, he's the only one committing fraud. You're correct, yeah. Marcus.
I think that's a lot to say.
Is it?
Committing fraud is a lot to say. Eyelids for kids.
What's your definition of pretending to front a charity and then receiving Venmo payments for it?
Yeah.
By the way, California hit me with a tax bill, and supposedly California's famous for this. If they think they have any chance to get money from you, they try to come after you. I'm like, what? I live in Texas. What is this crap? And I reached out to a friend of mine who is a CPA, and he's like, well, this may be a pain in your ass. What?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, because you were there. Like, you're going to end up having to pay taxes for the days you were in California. Like, baseball players have to do that.
Yeah, they do.
Basketball players.
Yeah.
So I may have to go back. This may turn into a whole thing where I'm like, okay, I was there 6 days. Okay, you have to pay 6 days worth of tax. Like, right. That's a thing.
Right.
That you have to do in California.
While you're there.
They say California's tax board or whatever is, they are known for being brutal, way worse than the IRS. The IRS is a walk in the park. They settle with you. They're happy. They're like, yeah, you know, we'll work with you. California's like, you got any money? You got some money? What's in your pocket? Give us some of that. That's ours. That's California money.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about?
I just want
a scratch off ticket. Did that scratch off maybe come from California? No, I live in Houston. What are you talking about? It's a scratch off. Did it go through California at any point? Because we got some of that money coming to us.
It is true. And guess what? If they sent you a letter, you are a target.
They officially sent me
a letter. You are.
I got a letter.
You're going to get a letter from California. Congratulations.
Damn it.
See what Ricky wants to talk about here on ESPN 97. Hey, Ricky, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. So I was just going to fill Lance's time by giving you my ESPN 97.5 power rankings, my host, if you want to hear him.
All right.
Yes.
So
slow down a little bit.
Bringing up the back, I'm sorry, Nick Sciarra.
Well, why'd Nick have to catch him?
Wait a minute. So what is your criteria here?
Yeah.
What is by worst person? How are you doing this?
So it's going from my least favorite to my most favorite, and it's pretty much predicated upon entertainment, which is like
70%. Okay.
So Nick is last.
Sports, so 70% sports, 30% I got to fill some time and we're just joke around. So yeah, Nick is last. Patrick Creighton is second to last.
What?
And then AJ Hoffman is right there next to Creighton. Just because, it's drive home. Everybody's already feeling bad, and you got to listen to that pessimism for another, 3 hours. Kill me. Fred's right next to AJ because, if I want to hear about horse racing or poker tournaments or something, I'll just get, I don't know. Nobody cares about that. Coming up after that is Joel Blank. He's good. He's smart. He knows a lot about sports, but I feel like I'm listening to a local Green Bay or a local, Milwaukee show, and pretty much every 5 minutes getting a fill-in on Lisa Hernandez's life, which, cool, but I can just follow her Twitter feed. And then front of the line.
This is brutal.
We got... what's up?
Go ahead. Keep going.
This is like he's laying it out.
Go ahead.
I'm just giving you the reasons why. I don't lay it off.
It's honest. Yeah, I get it.
You're good. Keep going.
So coming up the front, and this isn't just because this is earned. So I got, and this was tough. I got Lance next. Now, football season, Lance would be number one.
I feel blessed it made it this far.
Throughout the entirety of the year, I don't know. Lance, you're a good dude. I really enjoy you. I would definitely listen to you.
Same.
Coming up next is Palillo. I like the old school style. I could see him, doing the Coney hot dog challenge, announcing that. Like, Joe Chestnut on 57 hot dogs. Good. He wants to sound like a 1940s announcer, but nonetheless, the guy is like an encyclopedia of sports.
Mm-hmm.
This one's going to be a surpriser to a lot of people, probably an unpopular opinion, but Dell has put up with so much.
He's the worst.
Garbage over the years.
He's created most of the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get upset. No.
I'm an OG. I was in Dell back in the day when Sean Salisbury used to just
destroy
him.
Yeah.
That's not back in the day. That was a couple Delbert. Years ago.
Look,
that's not
I don't
OG.
Like to, I don't like to pat myself on the back.
That was the worst. He's the worst.
That's all. See? That's all. I appreciate you noticing my
shit. Well, wait a minute.
Dell was very smart. And he knows that's about sports.
He's not smart. Go ahead.
And then at the top of the ladder, John Granato.
Thank you.
My dream would be to
sleep with him.
Get really drunk with John Clay Wolf and John Granato.
That's a dream. That's everybody's dream, I think, though. Ricky.
So the top two are Dell and John.
Yeah, right. Well, John and then Dell.
That's why I don't Dell have to work that extra hour. Yeah. We give the people what they want.
Right. That's right. That's it. No,
we gotta give the people what they want.
Listen, Ricky, it's hard to refute anything you said.
Yeah. I'm not refuting it.
Look, Ricky, I mean, you can't refute it.
Chad.
You can't refute it.
You listed a top 10, and I'm number 2.
This is a good one.
I can't complain. I mean, I am behind.
I think it's a perfect list.
Look, I am behind one of the worst people to ever exist, but still.
It's a perfect list by Ricky.
Look, Lance, you've been in the top five.
That's the Bible the Bible right there. That's pretty, gospel.
Well, it's gospel if you like the rating.
Well, right, but
right.
But it's gospel.
It's gospel if you like the way he rated.
No, the book according to Ricky, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. Book according to Ricky, yeah,
is dead on. It's fallible. It's infallible.
It's infallible.
Nick caught it.
Nick caught it.
I'm like, wow.
Well, Ricky, I don't know how Nick feels about this list.
Ricky, I don't know how you're going to feel because you got your number 2 and your number 10 on a show at 11 because Charlie's out. So it's going to be me and Nick. So it's your 2 and 10 together.
Mm-hmm.
How do you balance that out?
It's a 2 and 10 game.
Yeah.
It's a 2-10 game.
Yeah. It's Nick had the upset over the 7. And now the 2 versus the 10 in the second round.
Oh. All right, we'll see what happens. But no, Ricky, thank you for the call. I think you're dead on. never heard a smarter caller than Ricky.
I mean, I appreciate it. I just feel like,
maybe
you missed on one.
That's all. 828 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. You want to talk about the perfect dealership. That's my peeps over at Chastain Ford. Patrick and Joe, it literally is a family. You're joining the Chastain family. They really, really, really do care. When we're in the first meetings with them, Patrick is like, I want to emphasize to everybody what we do not do, what we will not do, what we refuse to do is to do a dealer add-ons. And we will sell online, everything online. And we don't, you know what? Other dealerships won't do that because they have to add on. They have to get that $3,000 more out of you. And Patrick Chastain says, no, we're going to get you into the perfect payments that you need to be at. We got to find that out first. And then we're not going to add anything on. Get what you want. We don't have to make $2,000 or $3,000 more on this car. That's not what we do here. And you know why they're the number one commercial dealership? And you know why they're the fastest growing Ford dealership in the city? Is because of all that. Because you're joining the family. And listen, you will love it. I love it. I'm telling you. Go out there and see in stock right now the 2021s and the 20s that they got to get off the lot. It's all at ChastainFord.com or at 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Wow, this is interesting. Yahoo Sports College Football. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp has signed a bill into law allowing college athletes in the state to make endorsement money starting on July 1st. The new law also allows schools to take up to 75% of an athlete's endorsement income and redistribute to other athletes. Wow.
Wait, say that last part?
The new law also allows schools to take up to 75% of an athlete's endorsement income and redistribute it to other athletes.
Well, socialism.
But it's what it is.
Yeah.
Isn't he a Republican senator? What's he doing with the whole socialism thing?
You said you want socialism. Know. There you go.
There you have it.
They have to there's going to be lawsuits at some point we live in a society where if only one group is benefiting, that this is not a good time for that right now, which is fine with me, you know, whatever. But in athletics, so here's the thing. The dirty little secrets are the best players are making six figures. It's just the truth. And I know that generally, and certainly at certain positions in certain schools, not every player, but there's this national narrative like, poor students, I saw one starving on the sidewalk close to death. Like, no, but then he wasn't a really good football player because really good football and basketball players aren't starving to death. They're balling. Some of them. At some point, the NIL is only geared towards helping them. Most below average players, a huge majority, over 90% of them are not going to make money. Now, if they have a sweet TikTok account or whatever, well, they can make money. If they have a sweet Instagram account or YouTube account, well, then they can, you know, make money.
You mean if they have some ingenuity? You mean if they have some ability?
Yeah, they have a sweet account, but most don't. There's not, most of them don't have that.
No.
There's not, there's very few players who do. The lower end players and the average player is not going to benefit at all from NIL. The very best players are going to. The very best players are also already making money a lot of times with the legal inducements. So at some point, there's going to be a real reckoning with all these, with 95% of the students going, hey, wait a minute now. All these guys keep making money hand over fist, and we're not getting anything. What this law is doing is actually pretty smart. You're saying
I think it's just the opposite.
We're going to smooth things
over.
No,
I think it's just the
opposite. Why would you not do that?
Because you're not going to get the best players to go to a Georgia university. If Florida says, hey, you guys get to keep your own money, then you know what? The best players are going to go, why would I go to Georgia where they're going to take 75% away from me?
I think nationally this is going to be an issue at some point where they're going to have to.
The states that don't do this are going to
benefit. Short term, I think long term, this is going to have to be the way that they do. I'm really looking at long term. For him to even sign this into a bill is to try to give a state an advantage. What did you say? It's Colorado?
It's Georgia.
They're looking for an advantage right now.
They're looking to get it done so that they're
right now.
But the
and
way
they're looking to take care of.
But
more
they're
players.
Also they're also kowtowing to the to everybody that's saying, well, we got to split it up. Title IX. We got
to
give.
Wait, hold on a second. We got to make make sure that these kids get money. This would pay everybody.
Well,
would take care of everybody.
Except the best players are going to go, I'm going to
the
Florida.
The best players are already getting a giant chunk of money.
Well, if Georgia's handing out cash in this, briefcases still,
if you
that's
go to
fine.
Georgia,
still,
if you
they
go
never
to,
stopped.
Right.
But if still. You are, I always give this example because she developed a following. She was a Baylor women's soccer player. Now she's transitioned from that, a full-time YouTuber. Why should she have to give the women swimmer any of what she's earned because of her, you know, she's not a famous football player. She developed a YouTube account and people followed. They found her compelling. Why should any of her money go to the women swimmer?
I mean, that's not a popular argument right now, Dell.
But it's
honestly,
not, but
I mean, I understand the argument you're making is the same argument people have against taxation. Why should I give this? Why should I?
But people are pointing
to. This is not going
to
be a popular argument in athletics.
You're using the major, the star wide receiver from Georgia. He's benefiting from the program itself and him being a part of the program.
And NIL, he'll benefit from NIL.
So,
Possibly.
Why would the soccer player have to give it to the swimmer?
Other states that aren't giving up 75%.
Because you're going to catch it.
Other states that aren't giving up 75% are going to win on this
deal.
I'm
telling you, though, this is you're looking at a very short term. I'm looking at the long term. I'm looking at long term ramifications. You're going to eventually catch lawsuits if this doesn't trickle down to other people. You're going to have people say, we'll stop swimming. We're going to stop doing this. We're going to boycott.
What's stopping
stop
you from
swimming?
Hold on. Let me sell this.
And you know what the schools will go?
Hold on.
Swimming then.
All right, wait.
You know what's a non-revenue sport? Swimming.
Let me get this out, and then you can counter it. I think what you're going to see is you're going to have media take up the mantle of, wait a minute. The female swim team, the softball team, the golf team, the this, that, and the other, they're not benefiting at all from all this. So all this NIL that everyone's getting excited about, they're still not making any money. They're going to school. They're not even getting scholarships in some cases. They're having to pay where you're having athletes who have full scholarships are making this money. At some point, there could be issues. It's going to turn into a bumpy road when you've got non-scholarship programs or partial scholarship who they're having to come out of their money and they're still putting in their time for athletics and school stuff. And they're like, wait a minute. How come we don't get any of these
things? That's how
benefits?
It is. That's how it's always been. Baseball has 11.7, whatever it is, scholarships for 40 guys. Guess what? That's how it is. That's
how
it's always been.
Well, how about they get paid?
How about they, if they're good players, or even if they're not good players, now, like you said, they can develop a YouTube. They can actually go out and make some money on their own.
The develop YouTube is a...
Well,
let's just be real about this. The YouTube thing is a very rare situation. That's not a normal...
It's not that rare, Mike. I mean, if you...
You have to get... So
you know
you
what
can
else
ask Brandon to make the good money. You have to have a ton of viewers.
You know what else is a rare situation, but it happens? UConn women's basketball will make more than UConn football players will. You know what? So the UConn football players are going to say, hey, UConn women's basketball, we want that money. Give us that money. Okay?
No.
Now, how about UCLA gymnastics? You know what they're going
to
get?
So you're only going to go to schools based on how much money you can make.
Guess what?
They only
it's
go
not to, a great. I'm telling
other
you,
people
that's
only
not a great
go to
model.
School because
they haven't made money ever.
Well,
about time they did.
Let's look at the. Let's look. Yeah, some have made money and stipends and whatever
and cheating
and yeah, cheating stipends. Some people get a.
Well,
200,
no, everybody gets stipends.
No, but some people
everybody
get a $200,000 education where other people catch a $200,000 bill. Yeah. That's a real thing too. Let's not act like. That the $200,000
don't forget Title IX, Lance. All the women get their scholarships that men get.
Don't forget
Title IX.
Hold on.
We even that out.
That's great. But when you start bringing money into it, I'm telling you, it's not going to be this clear. Everyone acts like there's not going to be any bumpy roads, and everyone's going to be getting all this money. First of all, a very small percentage of the people are going to get money. Very small. And so what they're trying to do, I think that actually makes sense to say, look, what comes in, let's share this over the entire team, or whatever it is.
Well, you've always been this way. You're not any different than you were. I'm more of a capitalist. You're more of a socialist on this deal.
No, I'm not more of a socialist. I don't think anyone should be getting paid.
Well,
so I'm not being a socialist. I'm being there is something to. I believe that this should work through the stipend thing. I think it breeds a greed mechanism that's going to create even more problems. There's a reason we got into the basketball problem where guys went to prison. Was that a good thing?
Well, so now the players are greedy as opposed to the schools
being greedy. No, I didn't say the players.
No, but here's the deal.
Guys went to
prison. Players have been getting paid. Let's try and get it above board, which it will. We'll see if it happens, and it won't. Secondly, as opposed to the schools and the coaches making $7 million a year,
I'm all for
while the
that
kids
down.
Who are filling up the stadiums right. aren't getting crap.
Wait, but you're not talking about
the kids. Get
you're talking
the
about
money.
These three kids. You're not talking about the kids.
There's
going to
be more than that. There's going to be more than that.
Who?
Every university is going to have a bunch of people that are going to make money.
I get what you're saying.
Don't you want to take care of the program?
I get what you're saying. The possibility of all these kids making money is unlikely. All these kids aren't going to make a lot of money. But why should I remove the opportunity from
them
to do it?
I'm not saying remove the opportunity. So, what I'm saying is this isn't so stupid what the guy from Georgia is actually saying.
I am saying if this is all about name, image, and likeness, why should someone who's developed – look, we always talk about valuing and empowering and saying, you know what, if you do the work and you do the work and it works out for you, that's a benefit.
You're talking
you're
about
hustling.
The real –
That is
but
what
actually,
I'm talking about.
So, what you are talking about is what this is actually supposed to be about, not what John is talking about where it's a loophole to start paying people. What you're talking about is what this actually was first came up with.
Yes.
Is this is not fair to people who – other students could benefit if they build a YouTube presence or social media
presence.
No,
it's more than that. It's a college football games. It's college basketball games. This is where it started. You guys are all making money off of my image and likeness. There's an exact player that looks like me on that football field, but you don't put the name on the back, so I don't get paid for it. Uh-uh. This is about name, image, and likeness. And if I'm filling up the damn stadium, then I should be able to benefit from it. And it's not going to come from the university. It's going to come from people who are going to pay them. It's going to be true capitalism. Let the capital let the system work.
But
that's what I'm saying.
That's just so that sounds great in theory. That sounds great in theory, but you already have it is robustly grotesque what has happened to many schools and the situation where all this stuff is what's feeding these 7 and 10 million. If you have a problem with those salaries, they're going up because of this and because there's such a because the more money that comes in, the more they demand the coaches. You're just going to see the coaching stuff go higher and
the
higher.
The coaching stuff is never stopping.
Okay, let me ask
you
this
10
question.
Million a year.
Why is it
going to stop?
But why is that such a bad thing? You think it's a bad thing for other students, the John Tylers of the world, to catch a little bit of a break payment?
John Tyler caught his John Tyler got his scholarship. He got his stipend. I couldn't have been happier. What happened with John Tyler? I am not going to. John Tyler deserves more.
I'm not talking.
No,
about,
I am not. I
no, hold
am
on.
Anti that.
Hold on. What
exactly
about? Okay. What about
that.
The 4-year starting center? If no one wants to pay him money for Georgia or Alabama or whatever, no one wants to. Okay. Here's Deontay Brown, 260-pound center. You've helped win national championships. but you know, you're not exactly marketable. No one's going to pay you. He shouldn't get a little taste.
He's still getting his scholarship, Lance. He's still getting his stipend. But, and if he deserves, and if somebody wants to give, that's what America is. If you work hard, if you deserve to get the money, and it's about how much revenue comes in and how much can you produce. If he can produce that, then God bless.
He is
Let
producing
him make
it.
His money.
The offensive line is producing
well,
it.
Well, then, God,
he
you
is
know
producing
what?
It.
God, you know what?
No.
Somebody's going to recognize
you know what's
that.
Going to read,
Somebody will recognize
Deontay,
that.
Deontay, get your ass out there and start doing YouTube dances because you need
no,
something
not
to
YouTube
build your...
dances.
No,
somebody...
he's got to build his brand
well,
so he
see.
Can be marketable.
Okay, why don't you watch and see if somebody doesn't in Alabama, in Tuscaloosa, doesn't appreciate that offensive line and actually give them
They're
some
all
money.
Five stars there. It's like... Why would Deontay Brown get money unless it's an illegal inducement? My point is
no,
that
it's not true.
Why not? He's
Let
out there
the
filling
system
stands
play
too.
Out. Maybe they will get money. Who's you don't know
for,
that.
Who's blocking for Najee Harris?
Well, maybe Alex Leatherwood would have made money. You don't know. He,
but you don't
he
know
was
he would.
A name. You don't know.
But you don't know either.
I don't either, but let right. the system decide it.
So they don't get a little taste then.
No, they could.
If the system
they
says no.
They could get a taste. You don't know if they're going to get a taste.
Then you got to start going someplace.
But aren't you against... I don't know. Maybe you can point it out because I'm a little confused. Because are you against the universities giving them extra money for what they've done? Because this isn't the universities won't be giving them money. This is people who decide, you know what, Deontay Brown, I like you. You come into my
well,
shop.
Realistically,
this is what this is.
But here's the difference. This is going to have to be regulated. There is, and the NCAA has already said this. This is going to be regulated. The amount of money that can be made, they're going to cap it. This has to be regulated. If it's unregulated... And I think this is all going to go downhill anyway at some point because we're getting closer and closer to having semi-pro leagues, bridge leagues. They've already got a bridge basketball league that's coming up. We're going to have a bridge football league at some point within the next 5 years. I know somebody who's trying to do it right now in California. We are going to have a bridge league where people leave high school, their senior year, go to an IMG type of thing, and then play there for a three-year span and not go to college until they can go to the pros. That is coming. Where they get paid. Now, if
we'll
it can
if it
work
works.
Or not, I don't know if it will work.
We'll
but
see.
When they start getting paid $100,000 to do it, a lot of people are going to leave. And you know what? Yeah. Honestly, that's what it was meant for. Like, colleges weren't meant to – there's a pro league where you get paid. Colleges were never meant to have coaches making that much money. This was never meant to be that.
And I'm going to point out where
we are
now.
Business they are. And you know what? It's big business. Let the business – let what capital, if we, let the system work.
What if we took it to guys who don't need to be in college, who don't want to be in college, don't want to go to class? What if we created a semi-pro league there?
We got that
and
right
took
now.
It out of it.
It happens all the time.
We don't have that.
What are you talking about? No, we it happens all the time that guys don't want to go to class. You know what they do when the season is over?
No,
they get ready for the draft.
No, but let's take them all out of college completely and let them go play in a...
Well, if that happens, that happens. That's what the system
right.
does. If people will pay them...
But wouldn't that
and
be
you,
best?
If people will go and pay them and give them money and people will actually attend their games and it will be profitable, then that's what happens.
Wouldn't that be best,
Let
though?
The system work.
And we you keep
Instead of pretending with classes?
Now, this is one guy who played for Alabama, and he's a
guard.
Guard.
You talking about Deontay
yeah,
Brown? Yeah.
But he's not a guard at San Luis Obispo, so it's a different story. He plays for Alabama, big time program. Deontay Brown has almost 13,000 followers. People will pay him to represent their product.
That's not
even put
I'm
it on Twitter
you,
or whatever.
Yeah,
on
I'm telling you right now, if you're not above 30 and 40, they typically don't.
Well,
care.
Whatever. He'll get up. Whatever.
You can get a better Alabama guy. Why would you pay a Deontay Brown where you can get a Najee Harris?
Who knows?
Because you might like Deontay Brown and give him money. You don't know.
Who wants
There's
going to
be plenty
lineman.
Of businesses, Lance.
What,
that,
me?
You know what?
I can get in
on the bottom floor with Deontay Brown. I don't have the money to pay Tua Tagovailoa. I don't have that kind of money. You know what? He's going to command big
money.
You
think he'll cause any problems?
But an offensive lineman, hey, I'll give him a little something.
You think he'll cause any problems?
No. Why?
You don't? Okay.
Why?
Because one guy... Because haves and haves nots. Have nots. When does that not cause problems?
Lance, as if there isn't haves and have nots yeah. now. And you've got every major college locker room has guys that have been getting paid and guys who haven't. It's been going on
Players
forever.
Players don't get paid. I'm not going to listen to that lie.
846.
I'm not listening to that big lie.
846 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. I want to talk. Look, Mother's Day, it's Friday, right? Mother's Day, Sunday. Did you get her? What she wants? If you're sitting there going, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? Well, Mark Klein has got it in stock right now, ready for you, and he might even be able to make it today. You don't know if you've got something. If you don't have any idea what to get her, then get over to 5868 Westheimer. That's right there at Fountain View in Westheimer. And look, take a look. He's got thousands of people pieces in stock. Or you can call him right now and get it started. Tell him, even over the phone, he can make something for you. 832-316-1388. You're sitting there in your car right now, and you don't know what you're going to get her. Well, this is a problem, okay, because it's Sunday is Mother's Day. You got to get her a little something, something. So all you got to do is go to Klein's Jewelry. Now, he's also going to give you the dozen roses, which she's going to go, wow, that was awfully nice. And he's going to give you a green fee at Wildcat Golf Club. How about that? Buy anything. Doesn't matter how much money you spend. Mark's going to take care of you. He's going to take care of her. And you're running out of time. So get to Klein'sJewelry.com or 5868 Westheimer Road, 832-316-1388.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Real fun. ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
849 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776.
Legitimate questions here. Legitimate questions. Let me ask these. Candyman says, why not let schools create a booster donation pool that gets budgeted and distributed across all student bodies? Then that can be audited.
Okay, Karl Marx. All right.
You're calling Candyman.
Yeah.
He's trying to give the kids money that they don't have?
No. Let's just, no.
There's kids starving on the sidewalks.
How about you earn your money in America by merit, by how much you deserve to make.
But that is not what college football.
Why don't you move to California, Candyman?
This isn't what college football is. You keep acting like this is some kind of free market system, college athletics.
It is.
It's not.
It is.
No, it's not. It's not a free market system.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Not for the. It is not. A free market system would have a work pool that could unionize. It would have a work pool, even if it didn't unionize, that would have pay structures. That's not what that is. That's not what this is.
Well, it's not what it's pay structures. That pay structures is more socialism. If you make what you deserve. You make what you deserve.
They don't have that in college right now. Well, that's not what it is.
Oh, yes, Lance, they've had it forever. The five-star players
get paid. You're talking about an illegal inducement
situation.
That's
exactly right. This is like something new here.
Let's talk about above board. Let's talk about real.
That's right. And so why not do it with the best players who deserve,
and what he's saying,
who fill up the stadiums, sell the jerseys.
Okay, what he's saying is, why not worry about the best players who are already getting inducements and continue to get their money under the table? And why not set up a fund where other students can and they still keep getting tax-free money? Because truth be told, these players would much rather get tax-free money than have to pay taxes
That's going to be part of it, but guess what? That's the real world, kids. When you make money in America, you should pay taxes on it, not the briefcases full of money that you shouldn't, that you're not paying
taxes
on.
Aaron said, I thought the whole paying college players was started, and we've made this argument for for two decades. I used to be in favor of it, a reasonable amount. Now it's just, like, now I see where greed is just going to bankrupt this thing. Because it's literally everything that we see now is squeeze the golden goose, where you're just trying to kill the golden goose. It's hogs get slaughtered type situation. And I start with coaches' salaries. I mean, that's the number one biggest problem. I thought the whole paying college players was started because they said they couldn't afford things outside of school, like miscellaneous food and gas money. Yes, that was the argument previously, but that's no longer the argument.
That's not the case. That's not the case anymore. But here's what's going to get, and this is why the schools are afraid. Those boosters paying those players to endorse their businesses, as opposed to those businesses spending money on suites and giving money to programs. Instead, they're going to give it to the kids, which the kids should be getting it because the kids are the product. The kids are why people go to watch the teams. So maybe there is going to be a redistribution of wealth. And you know what? It's where it should go, to the players who are the product.
I'm just don't understand the objections by some. So when the player turns 21 and is no longer playing for the university, it's A-OK for him to start making money off his name, image, and likeness. Oh, now that he no longer plays for Alabama or Florida or whatever, okay, we're more than happy with you making money off your name, image, and likeness. But since you're still in school, and it's not, we all know it's not really about school, we have a problem with it? Why?
The problem that this all arose from, the reason that we're even in this situation, because it is tricky. I'm making arguments that are, I think, legitimate arguments. And I do think there are going to be people who say, this is an unfair system where the top guys are getting paid here. And I understand this is like you're acting like this is a free market capitalism, but it's not. We're at a university and blah, blah, blah. You're going to see those arguments, I promise you. And it may take a little while, and it may be more on the West Coast or wherever, but that argument's going to come up. But what I think is interesting is they didn't have allowances. College screwed themselves by – they couldn't have seen the TikTok phenomenon, or at the time it was Vine, I think, with the punter from South Florida. That's the first time that I recognize, wait, this kid can't make money on – this is separate than his football. Why can't he make money? College literally had – they still have mechanisms in place where kids can't go to school and make – I mean, they can't work and make money like other students can. I mean, that's stupid. Athletics has put in position they've bit themselves in the ass by having rules and regulations in place that have been antiquated for years and years. You should make it to where people have better opportunities to, because not everything is about cheating, frankly. We talk about that. But there are a lot of guys who would like to be able to have a job where they could make a little bit more money, but they can't, because now, can a band member? Yes. Can they? No. That's right. Still in place. Right. That's still in place. You couldn't. My dad got in trouble for giving a player a ride. This is early 80s. A ride from a practice facility over to the locker room when he was at U of H. That's considered illegal. That was considered an added illegal.
Benefit, right.
He got in trouble letting football players. You still can't let them come for Thanksgiving.
Listen, any student other than college football and basketball players can make money any way they want. Any way they want. So this is just going to even that up some. I know you believe it's the ruination of football. It's not. They're going to make – they've been making money forever. They're going to continue to make money. It's just going to redistribute some of the wealth. The kids are going to get paid. And you know what? Rightfully so. I think if they're filling up stadiums, then they should be – those are the guys. They should be able to make money
frankly,
off their name.
It's just the university's way of getting around actually handing out money, because they're not the ones who are going to be handing out as part of the NIL. It's going to be, hey, kids.
As long as they don't have to, as long as the schools don't have to pay it.
If there's a car dealership, and we always use a car dealership, but hey, if there's an energy drink company in town who wants to pay you, we're more than happy with it, but we're not going to give you any of the money you make for us, but we'll let the energy company. So I feel like all this talk about fairness. All of a sudden, we care about fairness. We need to give the wealth to all the kids. Is that the line we're drawing? That because the kid can make some money off his name. Yeah,
we got to give it to everybody.
You just used the phrase redistribute wealth. You just said that, but you don't want it full across the board. But you said you do want to redistribute wealth
because the money
players.
But the money's
money is going to redistribute itself in the system. The boosters aren't going to be giving it to the schools. They're going to be giving it to the players, and I'm fine with that.
But you just said redistribute.
The system is going to do it. No, we're not going to give us that money, and we're going to give it out, hand it out. You hand it out the way you see fit as a booster.
I get the payment stuff. Do you believe that this is the best way to do it? You believe this, that you just turn it free market? It's just literally college football and college athletics become basically what basketball has been.
I truly believe that it's already been happening for years and years and years. But it's been happening, and now it's going to be above board. Then.
My argument is, I just think it's bad for the sport and bad for college. I really do. I legitimately think you just don't quit on the moral compass of what your beliefs are. And I'm just not going to quit. I don't think it's fundamentally good, because I see the greed and what has happened with these programs, and I see the issues. I just don't think it's fundamentally good. So our arguments may be different.
I think you're sticking your head in the sand, because it's been happening forever. It's been happening in college athletics.
Greed isn't new.
I mean, look at the money being paid to these guys. I mean, when you hear Cam Newton, $250,000. When you got the basketball documentary where they're talking about how much money the price of pee is going up because Will Wade is throwing money around. I mean, it's been happening forever.
Lance, if the universities were actually the one cutting the checks to these guys, I would agree with you that, hey, make sure the backup guard gets his because he's on the team too.
And I guess the scholarships are all the same. But I mean, they're
all the same.
Yeah, but because the universities aren't cutting these checks, allow the if the backup guard has a personality, I know it's not likely. If he has a personality that people are drawn to, let him make the money he can. But since they're not even giving these guys money, it's you have to go out and make it on your own. I just don't understand why you need to why that law in Georgia is a real thing. I don't get it.
Here's a good question. This is a good question. Will agents be able to endorse players? Ooh, that'll be interesting because now the agents are handing that kid money. And when it comes time for the NFL draft, ooh, that's my guy. He's been giving me money for 3 years at Alabama. I'm going to stay with him. That'll be an interesting situation. No, but
then you can just leave. The agent thing is going to be messy. You can't let a guy have an agent.
No, right. Not an agent. No, you can't, but endorse
you know what
agent.
Players do? Here's what players do. They get agents to give them money, and then they just say, I'm going somewhere else.
Right.
Like a certain Houston Texan, who you may remember was a third-round pick, he had three different agents on the hook that he was getting money from, and they can't say anything because it was illegal.
It was illegal.
So he just kept and then he did the same thing once he was drafted. He kept doing the same thing, bouncing from agent to agent, getting this guy's out of football, and I think he was not smart. He was not a smart guy. But, the agent thing
seems
is going to be.
Seems like he was pretty smart with the agents. Got what he did. Got his.
Well, I'll tell you who it is during the break, and you can tell me if he's smart.
What about Texas Custom Patios? Those are smart.
That's smart. It's smart to go to Texas Custom Patios. I was at Riel the other day. I showed LeShane what my patio, the Texas Custom Patios, did for me. And he immediately said, you know what? We need to have them come over here and build something out. You know, a lot of the restaurants, for example, have thought about they're trying to reimagine their concepts and philosophies about outdoor dining. Yeah, we know it's not great here in Houston for certain months, but there are other months where outdoor dining would be fantastic. We just don't typically have a lot of places that have the great patios. And yet, Texas Custom Patio, they're starting to get those calls because they build patios that are not only highly functional, they look incredible, and they build structures that are built to the specs and the standards and the appearance of the of whatever it is that is your original structure. And so it looks like it was designed and built that way from the very beginning. TexasCustomPatios.com. This is your opportunity to have a space, an outdoor living space, an outdoor kitchen, whatever the case may be, an outdoor pool house, a standalone patio, where you are, even a sunroom, they can build a sunroom addition to your house, and it's going to look amazing. They win awards for design and just overall build-outs every single year. And when you go to TexasCustomPatios.com and see the work that they do, you'll certainly understand why. TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN 97.5.